moving on to the topic of the morning, we're looking at all things to do with acting, directing, and more so looking at comedy. You're going to be bringing Ronnie Khalil here to Dubai to engage in some comedy workshops. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're very excited to have him. Not only, obviously, he's extremely funny, but he also has a great giving personality, and comedy is an emerging market here in the UAE. He will be here the 1st through the 8th. Students will get one day they work with him, one day off, one day they work with him, so they have time to work on the material, and then the last day they get to perform on stage with him in front of an audience.
What do you think is needed in this market? Because as an acting coach, you can identify the differences of teaching people to be actors here in Dubai as opposed to back in LA. When it comes to comedy, however, what is unique about Dubai?
Well, I mean, just the same as with acting, the diversity, but also you have a lot of people here, especially expats, that are here on a work agenda or something like this. It helps bring a little life and a little humor and a little camaraderie. I think laughter not only is the best medicine, but also is a good way to bond people together. A lot of expats that I work with have thanked me profusely for giving them some passion in their life that they had maybe back home that they didn't feel they had here. And now that it's emerging, you're seeing more and more people not just going to work, coming home, or going to the bar, coming home, actually enjoying some recreation.
People like Ronnie Khalil, Ahmed Ahmed is another one that comes to mind. When we look at what it takes to pull off the funny, like to be funny, these guys have been able to do it pretty successfully around the world. They've toured all over, including here in the UAE. One of the points that Tom raised a little earlier when we were talking about comedy is some of the challenges that you'd be faced with in this part of the world. It's not as mature as, say, what you'd see in the United States, for example. He gave the example of, say, a white guy making fun of, say, an Indian. That just would not be acceptable in this part of the world, whereas you would see something like that happening in the United States. So in terms of that edge or that edginess, how long do you think it's going to take for the UAE to really open up and allow for that kind of satire?
Well, actually, I have to say I somewhat disagree with that, because even in the U.S., it's sort of like I can pick on you, but nobody else can. So you can kind of pick on your own race, your own gender, your own issues, and you generally don't pick on other people's. And not to say that it doesn't happen, but there's definitely controversy over that as well in the U.S. However, here, I think the message that both Ronnie and Ahmed, and of course the others like Maz, and the list goes on, is trying to spread to the Middle East is that it's okay to laugh at yourself. If you make jokes about, you know, your stereotypes and things like that, it's not meant to be insulting. It's meant to make light of it, and not maybe fuel the negativity, but make fun of it.
What is your take on that, Tom?
No, I think it's totally true. I actually prefer, I think, you know, I know that kind of the all the rage kind of comedians now, these comedians, you know, so much of it when I watch like kind of the comedy these days seems to be kind of about like weird like ethnic jokes, not the kind of Russell Peters model of comedy, which to me is just a little bit easy, you know, like it's not the...
Do you find him funny?
I mean, on a really surface level, but I don't find him funny like I find a really funny guy funny.
Example?
You know, like, for example, like Dave Chappelle or Henry Rollins, or, you know, someone who does a really complicated act that's kind of like sort of points at far deeper issues in the world than just kind of like, you know, your Indian mum and how she forces you to eat all the time,
right,
you know, or whatever. But I just think that seems like it would be a big niche here in the sort of extremely like multicultural kind of UAE would be people who could sort of do that kind of Russell Peters type.
Well, I think that, and obviously when we get Ronnie on, he's a better person to ask, but I think that you have to ask yourself, why are these jokes working? Well, they're working because people can relate to them. This is a multicultural region, and people are trying to assimilate, and differences and things like that come about constantly, and misjudgments, and that's why it's funny. When I first came here, Dubai seemed so modern, people wearing Western clothing and big buildings, but yet there were differences and cultural differences, not good or bad ones necessarily, but things I had to get used to and mistakes I made. I was offending people all the time, and I had no idea I was, and vice versa, I'm sure. I mean, when I first came here and saw two people, two men kissing nose to nose, I almost passed out. And that's funny when you look back on it, the, you know, naive white American girl wondering what's going on kind of type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that ethnic jokes aren't the only jokes to be made, but they are extremely relevant, especially in the Arab culture, because we are dealing globally with so many stereotypes.
We're speaking with Miranda Davidson in studio, talking about the serious business of comedy. Very shortly, we'll be speaking with Ronnie Khalil. He'll be live on the phone lines from Los Angeles.